Blog Talk Radio.
Monday Night Madness with Jay Barnes. It's March the 3rd. Grudge Inc. presents. I got my main man, Kid, on the line. Kid, how you doing?
Doing pretty good, Jay. I just wish I could have made it down to Hattiesburg, but besides that, I'm doing pretty good.
Well, I understand. I hear they still got a lot of racing going on. We will tie in down there a little bit later.
Yeah.
Everybody know that Boom on Wheels out of Louisiana, he's down at Hattiesburg, and his show come on tonight. So we will tie in with him in a little bit and give me a little opportunity to give a shout-out to some of the guys that went to Battlefield. You know, I got to give props out to my main man, Eyes. They said he took it like a real champ. They took it like a real champ.
Oh, okay.
I think he had about four or five races, and he come out of there with all L's. But the point is, the man racing, and that's what a grudge race is supposed
right.
to do. If you know you're supposed to win them all, then it ain't grudge racing. You know.
Nope.
He put up a good fight, you know, on this particular event. But I got to give him a lot of, you know, on this particular event, he didn't fare so well, but I got to give him, you know, 100% for putting up a good fight and trying to do the best he can, you know. And
yep.
the spectators owe him a great favor because he did what he said he was going to do. You know, he didn't just say he's going to race and then fold once he got there. So, first and foremost, I got to give props out to Eyes, the great governor of Mississippi, for putting up a strong fight, you know, and he took he took it the hard way. But, hey, he's, you know, kid, if you don't, you know, you got the race. I mean,
yeah.
In every race, there's a winner and a loser. I mean, so.
Is that right?
So as of now, the man done put it out there, you know, he on the trail. He sure that he racing. He said more than a whole lot of people can say. The fact that he is racing.
Like a
also,
lot of them be like,
huh? Go ahead, kid.
A lot of them gonna be like a snail. A lot of them gonna be like a snail back up in their shell.
Yeah. Yes, sir. You're not gonna. If you tap on it, they draw in. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know, moving right along, we got to get to none other than Jolly Rancher. Jolly Rancher, I think. From the, I don't have a lot of information, but I did hear that he stood up 100%. He raced, and from the information I got now, he, you know, he was the baddest man there. Oh, let me go back to Ives. As Ives did win, I think now, you know, like I said, all this is unofficial. I said Ives did win the small block shootout, you know, so he. He did.
Oh, okay.
He did win the shootout. So in the shootout world, he ring supreme.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he ran supreme in the shootout world. On the grudging grudge racing side, you know, he didn't fare too well. He didn't fare too well.
Yeah, come up a little short.
Yeah, come up a little short. Yeah, about 4 or 5 steps short. You know, but now let's go back to Jolly Rancher. Jolly Rancher, showed up and showed out. They said, the word I got, not trying to get nobody in trouble, they said Jolly Rancher was the baddest man on the premises when it comes to grudge racing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying, you know, for tit for tat, I'm not trying to say, you know, he could outrun some of them big blocks that were there, but I'm just saying, from a grudge race standpoint, you know, he did all he could do. And so, you know, Jolly Rancher, you know, y'all need to pay attention to Jolly Rancher, give him some props. You know, the man's doing. You know, what else can you ask for when you have that the small block take over the show? Now, what'd you say about that, kid?
All the reports
that come out of the show, small block reign supreme. What do you think about that, kid?
That's a giant leap for mankind.
Small blocks taking over the world.
Yep.
And again, I want to remind everybody that at some point, we will tie into Boom. You know, I got to tell Terry mash the one button. Either I can't see you. Is that Terry? Let's see. I got Terry. I don't know if that's you or not, Terry. Let's see. Let's find out. 219-4755. 219-4755. Terry, that you?
That'll be me.
What's going on, Terry?
What's going on, Terry? How you making it?
Good. How you guys doing tonight?
All
hey,
right,
you know, there's
right.
some bad small blocks out there. You can't knock a small block anymore.
Yeah, I mean, but listen, you know, from what I heard, that the race was good, but all the reports came out of it was about small blocks, man. So, is that an indication of what's going to happen in 2014?
Hey, you know, we run a small block, so we'll see what happens here real soon.
Well, you know, again.
We got a big surprise
Papa,
and a little package coming real soon.
That Terry, I think you got your April 5th. It's gonna determine. You're gonna make your mark in the sand on April 5th, Terry.
Yep. Oh yeah.
That's when you're gonna get a diploma, or you're gonna have to repeat the 12th grade.
Yeah, we got Whitecracker and David Floyd.
Yeah. And now, just so I can get this recorded, and what's your prediction for both of them? What's your prediction for both of them?
Gap and Gap.
Oh, man.
And Gap with Mark Alexander.
Oh, I got to open up my best man, Boom. Biz. Let's see. Georgia Biz, what's going on?
Hey, Jay, what's going on with you?
All right. You know, but y'all that don't know, you know, Biz used to be Boost. He's small block, Nitrous 9. Biz, is this some kind of trend or something? What, is small block taking over?
I don't know, Jay. I just small block one carburetor, and I'm gonna beat the hell out of ground and pound. I don't like what they did to me last year. I don't know, Jay.
Oh man. Oh man, Jeff, are you a trans fan now?
Don't start that up, Biz. Don't start that up.
Hey! I made him famous, Jay. Now, I gotta do something to him. You know,
Biz.
Biz, I don't think you made them famous, but I know you made their wives happy.
I know that's right. Wife,
hey,
girlfriend.
Hey,
Jeff, what's going on, kid?
Yeah, Jeff said you're a transplant now. You're really going to put a foot in your behind.
Yeah, I can't wait. I sure can't wait.
Well, y'all know... Y'all know the first grudging race is coming up. It's coming up in Louisiana, down in at No Problem Raceway. You know,
Bella Rose.
What's the name of it?
Bella Rose.
Bella Rose. Okay.
Yep.
I always call it No Problem, but so I'm looking. You know, we're looking forward to that. Let's with some good weather. We're gonna be down there having fun. I'm gonna enjoy the state. The city. I'm going into the French Quarter and walk the streets and look and try to have some fun. You know, and no use of traveling around the country and not taking advantage of things that you can see. You know,
you gotta be careful this time of year, Jay. And Gators are very friendly down there.
Huh?
And Gators are very friendly this time of year down there. They don't buy none now, I'm telling you.
I don't think they ain't just attacking folks. You ain't just walking down there and folks just grab hold to you and like that.
I don't know, man.
You know,
New Orleans is a cursed city, man.
Well, I'm glad you put me on alert, but I'm hoping that ain't. I'm gonna try to hang in the middle of the street, but you know, and stay in lit areas, so you know. But I'm hoping they ain't just grabbing folks. So I should be all right.
Keep
and
your
I'm
flashlight with
talk.
You.
I'm a little heavy to talk, dude.
Yeah, keep your flashlight with you.
Let me get back in. But one of the other things is too, y'all. I'm trying to. Let me get my little soapbox speech out. Soapbox speech for March 3rd, 2014. You know, people keep on. You know, again, Grudge Inc. You know, to the front, to the foremost, to the top, and. You know, people keep wanting us to be something that we are not, and I just want to, you know, I appreciate what they're trying to do. You know, they keep trying to make us a racing team, and, you know, Grudge Inc. is not a racing team. But if we were a racing team, who could win Grudge Racer of the Year? Who could win anything, man? I mean, what team is bigger than ours? So why they keep trying to make us a team, you know, why do they want us to be a racing team? Do you know how many, if we are a racing team, do you know how much racing we do in a year? I mean, do you know how much promotions we do in a year? I mean, you know, listen, I want to make sure everybody understands. And I'm going to work better. You know, we're an organization of racers over here trying to make something happen, and we're going to take the leap of faith that if we work together, we can make it an economic, we can make an economic profit, as well as have fun and travel the country. Now, you know, we keep saying, you know, for some reason there are some kind of, you know, these people have some issue and they want to do something different than us. By all means, it's America, do what you do. But by the same token, let us do what we do. You know, we're going to push grudge racing. And for the people who say they do not want to be associated with Grudge Inc., for the people, and I want, you know, Biz, I want you to remind me of this. Terry, Kid, y'all remind me of this. The people who do not want to be associated with Grudge Inc., make sure that in the future that we don't mention them, we don't promote them, we don't do anything. It's not because why we don't want to hurt nobody. But why would we keep pushing and promoting people who say they hate us so bad? You know, I heard some things that people, you know, that now they're burning Grudge Inc. stuff in effigy. What's the right word, be it effigy?
No, let's keep it simple. They burning Grudge Inc. hats or Grudge Inc. T-shirts. Or, you know, I mean, last year they had the Grudge Inc. Shirt with the line through it, you know.
Right.
I mean, when you got those type of annex, man, when you got that type of dislike and that type of I don't want to call it hatred, that's a strong word, but when you got that type of dislike, man, you know, grow up. Grow the hell up. We acting like high school kids. If it is true that you took a grudging hat and lit fire to it and you laughing, you a faggot. To me, that's me.
Well, you know,
to
but
me,
this is the thing, man.
You know, come on,
why
man.
Is, no,
come on.
I want to make sure, to, you know, if a video come out with that, I want to see who it is. If that's the case, let's let them people go on with life, man. Let's make it our business. And I'm going to say this before we even know who did it. If it happened, now, I don't know if it happened or not, but if it happened, please, everybody remind me, let's make sure that they are not on no grudging show. Because if you don't want to be associated with us, we don't want to be associated with you. You know, and if this thing is so penny ante at this point that that's where we are, you know, I mean, you know, man, we need to move. Well, we will move. We're going to keep growing this thing and making it better and better. And for the people who want to be part of it, they're going to be part of it. For the people who don't, you know, at this point, you know, let's just leave them alone, you know. And
hey.
The best thing to do for a person like that is to go out here and be successful and work hard, you know.
Hey, Jay. Jay,
you're
a bucket of crabs work, don't you?
Well, you know, I mean, it is, man. But don't get me started on that. But I'm glad you brought it up, you know.
When they see one trying to get to the top, they'll reach up there and pull it back down.
And you know, but that's the whole thing. But that's the whole purpose. Listen, this is what, you know, what for those people who do not, and this is a message for the people who despise Grudge Inc., who don't want to associate with Grudge Inc., who always got something negative to say, why are you talking about Grudge Inc.? Why don't you take your organization, your group, and move forward?
Right.
And let us have the same opportunity. I mean, whatever the anti-Grudge Inc. group is, can't they go ahead and do whatever they want to do? Can't they do the things they need to do?
Might not have nobody smart enough to do it.
Huh?
Might not have nobody smart enough to do it.
Well, I mean, I don't know if they're smart or not smart, but if they're really trying to, make a move, you know, if they're really trying to make a move, then they seem like they'll put their effort on making a move and not, wasting time on some BS like that. But again, you know, I tell you this, you know, out of that, what I see is this. While we over here, as kids say, being what we are, and pay attention to what I said now. Being what we are, being crafted in a bucket, and hold on. You know, while we being what we are, you know, and I'm just speaking, you know, we are constantly. I'm going back to the census, you know, the Hispanics, you know, have passed us by in net worth while we over here fighting each other. We can't, you know, we keeping a finger in each other's eye, a hand in each other's mouth, a hand around each other's throats. And when other people are out working and gaining momentum,
right.
We're still below poverty, you know.
Yep.
And, you know, as a people, and because we're able to buy a high-dollar pair of tennis shoes and a fancy car, we think we have arrived, constantly fighting each other. So, you know, I don't know, man. But I want, you know, the people and everybody who's on board and that's pushing forward with Grudge Inc., you know, our goal is to work with our fellow Grudge racers, black, white, and Hispanic, that want to work together and put on some good racing, make some money, you know, and then go home, you know. What else should it be? Do it supposed to be anything other than that?
No, not really. That's what we try. That's our goal. I just think we need to be not concerned with what other people are doing, man. Really, it's crazy to have to get calls about something like that, and people laughing like girls, and partaking in it. You know, they may not actually lit the fire or actually grab the shirt, but if you're standing over there laughing, you partaking in it. You know, you're not. If you're going to stand for it, if you're going to stand against it, you walk away. I don't want to be no part of that. So, man, you know, that's some, to me, them just signs of being a homosexual, to me, homosexual tendencies, you know. you got some girl in you, you know. So, I just, you know, to me, it makes no sense when this sport is supposed to be about fun, when it's supposed to be about recreation, when it's supposed to be about grudging, you know. I got a grudge against you, you got a grudge against me. Let's get to the line. Let's settle it like men. But, you know, if I ain't got my hand in your pocket.
Remember what the phone call I got from this guy who said that he was advised, you know, by this patriot in grudge racing that, you know, if you do a race, you know, you need to do it with the track. Now, just think about that. Now, we all know there's nothing wrong doing business with the track. There's nothing wrong with that. I got some races coming up with the track. But why would someone come and they're trying to do a grudge race and they're trying to do a national grudge race who's interested in doing business with Grudge Inc. and sales? Why would people in that discourage that? How does that help me to understand that mentality? And I'm going to ask Terry this one. Terry, help me understand the mentality. If you are a promoter in business and you know that Grudge Inc. has a variety of races around the country and you want to put on a show of that magnitude, why would the so-called promoters who are already in discourage someone from doing business with Grudge Inc.? What's your thought on that, Terry? And I'm asking you, Terry, because I just want your insight.
Hey, give me 1 second. I'm making reservations for King. Yeah. 1 second.
All right.
Hang on.
Kid, you come on with it, kid. I know Kid will bring it on. Oh, that a bad question, Ben? I can't get nobody to talk on that.
Well, damn it. Well, don't say you can't get nobody to talk on it. You know you're going to get me to talk on it, damn it.
Well, hold on, Ben. I got one more. I think this might be Never Scared. Let me check right quick.
Go ahead. Please go ahead, because you know I got something to say about that.
Wayne, Never Scared, that you? But maybe that ain't him. I'm looking at
773-3625.
No, that's 773.
Jay. Huh?
This baby boy, Jay.
Baby boy.
How you doing this evening?
All right, how you doing, baby boy?
I'm all right.
Did you hear that question I just asked, baby boy?
Yes, I did, Jay. I feel like this, man. With all reality of it, I feel like by you being the president and CEO of Grudge Inc., I think by you doing something good, everybody got always going to have something bad to say about a person doing something well and good. And with that, Biz always told me, say, well, you need haters to make yourself more accessible in whatever you're doing and make it more intense with what you're doing. And like I say, it's so bad that we as black people can't come together and do something positive instead of everybody. They'll love to do something negative, but when you're talking about doing something positive, they'll turn their cheek, they'll turn their face, turn their nose up at you, like you got something wrong to them, and you just said hello. You just spoke to them. You know, and I feel, you know, me and Cadillac got that show on Friday night. We gonna keep moving, Jay. We gonna keep moving, man. That's the only thing I can say, man. Whoever want to come and join us, as far as being Grudge Inc., I love the atmosphere is positive. I ain't got no race car, but I got some insight on drag racing, and I like your vibe as a promoter and stuff like that, because it's positive. It's not negative, you know, and, you know, that's something I want to be a part of. So
we're going to push, man. We got to keep pushing. And I just said, you know, I get a lot of calls from guys. And, you know, that affect people. You know, a lot of the fans, the spectators see and call me and try to, they want me to make sense of what's going on. It's all I can tell them. All I can tell them is this. And then if you go, y'all pay attention now, and you know, Terry ordered something, so right now his ears are closed.
I'm back.
Go in any black neighborhood and try to do business with any black business, and you will see they don't exist. Because we hate ourselves so bad, we won't pat each other on the back. We won't try to spend a dime. The only time that we will search out and reach for a black person is when we need to hook up, or when we ain't got enough money, you know. But that's the mentality. That's when you see people doing this. Go into those people who lit them, who if they did that, go into their neighborhood. I guarantee you there's not a black business in their neighborhood because they don't support black businesses. You know.
Jay, hold on, Jay. Let me be frank. Let me be the villain. My main man, Donald, what they call him, Duck, right? He posted on Facebook that they have 8,500 spectators over his race and 425 race cars. Now, I'm not that good at math, but 8,500 times, say, $20. How much is that, Jay? Come on.
That's $170,000.
Okay. All right. $170,000. All right. Now, He had 420 cars. Hey, Terry, how much he charged for a car to get in there?
It cost us $200 per. It cost us $200 for to race, and then it was $100. It was $100 to test and tune.
So 300 times 425.
Yep.
Can you buy that? All right, now, when Grudgey throws a race, or let me help. When Jay Barnes throws a race, they say on these talk shows that when a person crash or blow their motor up, he should get back to the races. How many people tore their car up at a duck race?
Oh, yeah.
But not only that, he ain't going to help them rebuild that car, but ain't nobody going to ask him how much money he made. All you got to do is do math, 8,500 times 20. That's 170,000 plus cars, 400,000.
Over 300,000.
That's what we're talking about. But
over
they never asked him, and I don't care what the man made. That's his business. That's his hustle. That's what he do. That's how he feed his family, and that's how he put money in his bank account. But don't nobody say nothing about him making money. But if somebody that look like me, if somebody in Grudgey throws a race, you're charging too much money. This man charged $300 for a car. But don't nobody say nothing to him. Or about him, or about NHRA. When you go to one of their races and it costs you $80 to get in, go to a race at Joliet. It ain't $20 a head. It's more than that. How much is it, Terry?
It's $65.
And you can't get on the line and watch the action like you do at a Grudge Inc. race or at a Grudge race, period. But see, that's the mentality that we have in the Grudge game, is people count people's money, don't want no one to make no money, and it's all about money and jealousy. When it boils all the way down, it's about money and jealousy. Go ahead, Jay.
Hey, Biz, and another $10 or $15 to park when you go to an NHRA meet. You got to park. You got to park your car.
And
so that's another $10 or $15. So you might be out of going to one of those meets, you might be out of $100 just to get in the place. You feel what I'm saying? Just to spectate.
Y'all don't understand something, man. Y'all don't understand. The people y'all just named have an average household income of $120,000 a year. They know how to support each other. They know how to make money with each other. Now, but these fabs we over here with pissed off about how much money he made. How much? We the only, I'm going to say this as a group of people, because we're talking about good phrases. We the only group of people who don't want each other to make money. We don't want each other to make money. We want each other to fail. That's what we want. So expand on that, Ben. Come on.
Radio versus the world. The radio versus the world. Do he pay these races to come there? Do we go in his pocket to pay them to come there?
Nope.
He don't pay John Cleavis to come there? He don't pay Chris Tootin to come there? He don't pay Stevie Jackson to come there?
Nope.
Okay. But I know, as a promoter for my race, some of the race, not all, but some of the racers that I get to come, I pay them to come, because I want the fans to see these people. These are the ones that the fans want to see. So I go out my way and try to get the people that they want to see. But you got people that want to count your money, but they don't see none of that.
That's some crabs, man. That's some crabs. Tell us.
I don't know, man. We're in a sad state of grudge racing right now, because as it's trying to grow, you got people that don't want to see it grow. They don't want to see it grow. I mean, I don't have to say nothing scientific about it. They just don't. They just scared. I don't say they scared. They just don't want to see it grow.
Well, but I mean, but it's going to grow. It's going to grow with us or without us. You can't stop. You can't stop. You know, this thing from moving. You can't stop that from happening.
Hey Jay, you show right, cause we had Mr. Feinstein on our show Friday night, and he said that it was Bobby Wildchild, and he said that it was a lady that walked in church, and it was $75 on the ground, and the lady walked past the money, and a little boy walked up and picked the money up. Whatever God got for you is only for you. Can't nobody stop that. Whatever my blessing is only for me. So, like I said, I can only do my part as a fan and come to the races and support Grudge Inc. and talk on these shows and like what I hear and I comment on it. Or if not, I just sit back and I listen and I learn. Whatever they do, that's on them. And the little people that we got supporting Grudge Inc., guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to support. And then once it get big, guess what? Ain't no time talking about jumping on the bandwagon. The bandwagon up at the top of the hill now. No, you can't ride it coming down, bro.
I'm going to say this, Jay, and you have to look at it. Look and listen to what I'm saying. The people that's got the most opposition for Grudge Inc. is not benefiting from drag racing as a whole, monetarily. The ones that got the most to say negative about Grudge Inc. is not benefiting monetarily being. They just don't want to see Grudge Inc. grow.
What you saying, Bill? I don't understand that. Explain that.
If I explain it any better, I'll have to put names in it. And I don't want to do that right now.
I'm gonna say what I think.
I got to find. What I'm saying is though. So, in other words, are you saying that? I guess because these shows allow people to access and say things out loud, then So it's just their goal to prevent people from being, I mean, they just get up in the morning and decide, you know what, is that the mentality that you're saying that we got? People just don't want to see nobody else be successful.
Yeah.
I mean, because let me tell you what they're doing. They go out their way now. I mean, it's a store down the street that I don't patronize. But I got a choice. I choose, but I don't get up in the morning. I ain't on their radio show telling people I ain't all out, you know. I just don't patronize them. So are you saying that, break it down to me, B, but don't call no names. So,
Jay, because you're going to make me call somebody's name now.
Okay, well, let me say this. I think we need to support Grudge Racing, and I think that we need to get out here. Any races that you can make, any Grudge races that you can make, I think the racers should try to make them. I think we should have enough sense to realize that this industry is going to move forward with us or without us, and if we see a way that we can pull each other together where we can benefit from it, I think we should. Do you agree with that?
I totally. I think everybody should support everybody races. I don't think, me myself, I don't see the animosity between different racing groups or organizations. I don't see where's the animosity coming from, because from what I see, I don't give a damn what somebody else do, I'm just going to do what I do and do it better.
Hey, Jay, I'm going to ask you something real. If you say for instance you put Grudge Inc. T-shirts online for sale, with all the fans that Grudge Inc. has and all the from promoters to people that's involved with Grudge Inc., that support Grudge Inc., and the other guys put their T-shirts and hats and that so on and so forth on the Internet, how would you think that would iron out? Would you think you'll have more sales in T-shirts and T-shirts and hats more so than the next group of guys that you're talking about that's not having BS in this grudge game, as far as the lack of ignorance?
You know.
I think Grudge Inc. T-shirts would sell out. I think they would sell out, dude. I promise you, they would sell out, man. Because that's really something man. I got a Grudge Inc. T-shirt and a hat, and you go to tracks and stuff like that. Everybody will want one.
Well, listen, that's one of the things, man. I don't know, kid. Be careful, because they ain't thought, but we got so many T-shirts going out, man. That's a good thing. You know, I have to say. You're gonna let them know, you know, you're gonna have them hating on that in a minute, you know. But we have a lot of orders, people calling, and we got people calling and shit going out, man. But I was just trying to let people know, man. That's what I'm trying to tell people about Grudge Racing. It ain't so much that Grudge Inc. is so special. Now, I think it's special, but it ain't so much. But the people really want something to get behind. You know, we the same way Class Racers got the NHRA, they got, they want something to get behind that's national. And if we would just, you know, stop fighting each other and let the people have something national, I mean, it don't cause them haters, man. If they just sit, it don't cause them one thing. They don't even have to show up. You know? Come on, kid.
I don't know, Jay. Like I say, man, I'm gonna do my part. And I got a whole bunch of guys that's behind me that's gonna support me, and whatever I'm doing, they gonna support it. So I'm gonna do 100%. I'm gonna do 50% of my own business and another 50% stand out of the next person's business. That's all I can do as a man and as a person that I think that's righteous and doing something good and some positive
you
stuff.
Know, let me see, can I get Terry? I can't get Terry to talk tonight, man. Terry, tell me where I'm
wrong.
I'm on. Terry, I know you ain't controversial, man, but just tell me where I'm wrong, Terry. Just help me out.
Here's what I think. I think we, as Grudge Inc., just need to stand up and move forward and leave the haters behind, because the haters right now, I feel, want us to fail. And if Grudge Inc. fails, they're going to step right on us and move ahead with what we're doing.
I think that's the word to the wise. Stand up and move forward. So
I'm gonna give you a little example.
Okay.
Nay, I know you talk about, you know, the blacks and the whites and stuff. I think here my boy babysits. He babysat Friday night. Person paid for 6 hours, paid him $35. He gave the lady back $15 because he said it was so easy. He took $20 instead of taking the $35. I don't know. But.
Terry, talk for a minute. I got something going on in the hospital for a second. Help me out for a minute. Let them know what's going on for a minute, Terry. I need a break. Give me a second.
All right. Baby boy, what's going on?
Man, not much. Terry, how you doing today?
Good. Just laying here in bed, trying to get some rest before work.
Man, that's what's up, man. I was kind of happy that my kids didn't have to go to school. I had to get up early this morning and get my kids to school. So
oh, yeah.
I got a little break.
What'd you guys do? Have a late day or something?
No, no, no. They had Pulaski Day, so.
Oh, okay.
They had Pulaski Day today, so one of my daughters, she go to a charter school, and my other daughter, she go to a private school, and they had school today, so it was okay with me.
Gotcha, gotcha. So, any good racing going on today, or?
No,
hear anything going on? Kids, you want to hear?
I saw on the internet they had the Jolly Rancher.
Yeah.
I saw a couple of little skips of that yesterday. I think I saw that yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
He whooped a guy three times, I think. I forgot his name.
Eyes, I think. Yep.
Yeah, he beat him three times, so that's the only thing I had, you know, saw.
That sounds like some biz and ground and pound action there.
Yeah. Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Yep. They gonna make Eyes move out of where? I think he's from Mississippi or somewhere.
You got Eyes?
Yeah, I think he's from Mississippi. So,
okay.
Now what's with all this? Someone burning grudging cats or what's going on?
This the first time me hearing it, Terry.
Okay.
I say, man, I when a couple of these shows, dude, I've been hearing these guys, man, with all this negativity on these radio shows, man, and just supporting one another, just support grudge racing, just support races, just period.
Right.
They don't do that, man. They just don't do it, man. It's like you pull the teeth out of these guys' mouth, man. Just to, man, how you doing? Just speak to them. You know, they want to be everything, and okay, if you want to be everything, I'm just saying hello. That's it.
I don't know. You can't just blame the whole grudge racing thing because I feel that we don't have a lot of negativity up here in the grudge stuff.
No, we don't. We're more competitive. We up here, Terry, man, we more competitive more than anything. And you know, a lot of those guys in the South, they get political with it.
Yeah.
You know, and politics shouldn't have to come with drag racing. I want to see my car win too, but that's not saying my car gonna win.
Right.
But the car I'm betting on gonna win. You know, so shit. Who cares, man? You know.
You win some, you lose some.
Yeah, that's the whole thing, Terry. Man, you know, you can't win them all, man. You know, you win when you can, and hope you can get lucky here and there.
Right.
You know, that's part of life. And, you know, there's a lot of guys, man, they don't look at life. They don't put life in drag racing. They just think they can keep on going down that track, man, and the car going to be consistent or the car going to do what it's supposed to do. Man, your car, anything might happen.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so. You know, you got to put God first, and you know, it's a lot of guys, man, that I heard over these radio shows. Man, these people ain't got God in their life, dude. You know, and it's negative, you know, and it's you know, it's eat at good people. You know what I'm saying? They got like you're a good dude. I can tell you a good guy. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And by you being a good person, you don't want to be around no negative person.
Right. Yeah.
You ain't got time for it. You rather talk to a person that you never met, and he's just positive.
Right.
You know, so you know, like I say, man, I just don't understand it, man. I really don't.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, as grudge racing as a whole, we should just, I mean, we all come together and support everybody, you know what I mean? I mean, we're doing it for the fans. That's what I do it for, you know.
And you know what? And then, you know, you got Jay Barnes, you got Bud Naked, you got DJ Grant. You know, them guys don't never say anything negative about those guys that don't like them. They don't never say anything. They don't throw rocks.
Right.
But they always get hit in the head with a rock or a brick. That's, you know. You know, how many times you gonna keep on hitting me upside my head with a rock or hitting me upside my head with a brick, and I'm gonna keep on accepting it, dude?
Right.
You know, it's gotta be a stopping point. You know what I'm saying? As a person that's throwing a rock or a brick, you know, like, damn, I know he's tired of being constantly hitting him upside the head with a damn rock or a brick. You know, so man, I really and truly do not understand it, man.
No. I just think we as Grudge Inc. need to stand up, move forward, and leave all the bullshit behind. Just, you know, and that's how I feel. You know, if
from
they don't want to.
From this day forward, man. I want to make a pledge, you know, with Grudge Inc. and my Grudge Inc. brothers, and that, you know, if the video comes out, you know, we won't even speak on it, man. The negative things that's said, you know, about us, we won't even speak on it, man. We have an agenda, and we need to stick to our agenda, man. I mean, the proof is in the pudding, man. You know, when Grudge Inc. throws a race, you know, they are successful, you know. 100%, of course not. No one does throws 100% races, and they all, you know, turn out the way they are, but If we were getting graded, we would be in the 90th percentile. So, man, we're just gonna keep on pushing, man. Keep bringing in new blood to Grudge Inc. And keep representing and doing what we do best, and that's Grudge Race, man. That's Grudge Race.
Hey, Biz.
Yes, sir.
Hey, have you ever been to that track you gonna have your race at?
I never been there. It's been closed for 30 years.
Damn.
They opened it. It's been closed for about 30 years. It's like US 30.
Right.
They just opened it up last year, and it was pretty green last year when they threw their first shootout. But one thing about it, the people up there understand drag racing. They understand that we need to put as much power down as quickly as possible, and he has gave me his word that, you know, they gonna start racing in April. I think their first day of open is like April 4th, April 5th, if the weather permits. So, you know, we're gonna have April, May, June. We're gonna have 4 months of rubber on the track by the time we get up there. So,
where does track located?
North of Texas.
It's like going to Jackson. It's Onondaga, right. Michigan, which is near Jackson, Michigan. So my job is to bring the guys from the south up, and I'm gonna do my job, and his job is to get that track to where we can put that power down. So you know, we working together. That's what we're gonna do.
You make sure you contact me, man, where you can send some flyers or something up here or whatever.
Oh, definitely. Will do. I'm gonna mail them directly to your crib this time.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So,
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Bobby Wildchild.
How y'all doing?
Is BC in the house.
How you doing, Bobby?
I'm doing fine. I hear B is talking about they're going to put that much power. B is, well, you must not be going to take your car.
I got a whole nother car this year, so I'm coming for one thing and one thing only, and that is to whoop on the East Side Stranglers and Ground and Pound.
Biz, you still down this way, Biz?
I'm in Gray right now. You know, I work at the Chevy dealer in Warner Robins.
See, I don't need one right now. I ain't got nothing to pull right now. So, you know, I don't need one right now. Do you think I need a truck right now when I ain't got nothing to pull? I mean, I'm just asking.
70% of the people that come to our dealership don't need a car, but they walk away with a car.
Yeah, but I understand that, you know. See, that's why I ain't trying to come there right now. But I got some other irons in the pot. You understand?
Okay, well, you know, well, send me somebody. Send me somebody.
Send me somebody. Okay, all right, I'll see what I can.
Send me somebody.
Well, you have the what dealership you at?
Right by the base in Warner Robins, right by the Air Force base.
What's the name of the dealership?
Five Star Chevrolet.
Okay, I bet you up there with some of my kinfolks.
Yeah, I got a couple people up there from all.
I'm from Unadilla.
Oh, okay.
I think a little boy named Corey, my little cousin named Tate. We call him Tate, but yeah, I think he had five star. Ain't he at five star?
Well, it's a part of
five. I think
he had
one. Okay. Oh, maybe, okay. Well, look here. Hey, if y'all allow me, give me the opportunity, I would like to say something about my show on March 8th, if I am permitted, sir.
Yes, you are. And you take as long as you want, because it's this weekend.
Yeah, this weekend. Look at here, I would like to take the time to invite any and everybody that want to come on down to U.S. 19 Dragway. And that's in Albany, Georgia. We have an Atlanta invading Albany, True Street Racer. That's them. They call training camp. They claim they're going to come down here and just take us out, but we know better than that. We also got a 28 and a 29 class there, 10-car minimum, $2,000 to win. Also, we got a 650 and 750 class. And we got a whole bunch of guys that locked up some stuff down there. I think it's going to be a pretty good day down there. We got a live DJ. I mean, we got live broadcast on 96.3. That's one of the popular radio stations in Miller, Georgia. I'm pretty sure B.S. and heard a little bit of it. So they're going to be out there about 4 hours doing a live broadcast. And also, we got also a live PJ. They're going to be out. So we're going to have some fun down here. And I understand that Mandrill said he might be in the house. We don't know yet. But I just got a bunch of guys here that are coming. I don't want to start calling names and not go to get in trouble. But a bunch of people talking about coming on down. And I am inviting Grudge Inc. To come on down and be a part of this great event that where we open up my first, you can say, official day of opening up for grudge racing and all this and that. So if y'all ain't doing then come on down to Albany. We're gonna show you some nice hospitality, some good friendly folks, and I can put it
this way.
Well,
we ain't been, I tell you this, man, we ain't been invited. Grudge Inc. hadn't been invited nowhere else. I can say that. We ain't been invited nowhere else. No.
Well, you were invited to come to
Biz, keep the calendar. Biz, have Grudge Inc. been invited anywhere this weekend?
Biz done got scared and hung up.
Hey, Bobby.
Yes.
In U.S. 19, ain't that in the eastern part of Georgia?
You said, is it
in the eastern part of the state?
Yeah, kind of like west, southwest. You know, if you ever been to Valdosta, we about 90 miles from Valdosta. We about, 90 miles from you too, right, Jay? We kind of like about 90 miles. It's straight down 75 to exit 99, take Highway 300. 300 going to take you straight to Natkin.
Highway
and the truck is not
there. I've been to Valdosta.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago, I went to Warner Robins. That's why I think Biz should know that they used to have a track there. I don't know if they still got it around there or not.
It's still there, but it's not active. It's they grew it all up. But the track is still there. Yeah,
that was damn near 40 years ago.
Jay Bond, once again, I said Grudge Inc. is invited to come to U.S. 19. This weekend, so I ain't with all the other I'm gonna call it mama drama or baby mama drama, whatever they want to call it, because a lot of this other fooliness, I'm gonna put it this way, it's time to move forward with whatever you're gonna do, and all this negative stuff, I'm gonna waste my time on trying to be positive, because I don't have a lot of time, you know, life is too short. But put it with all this negative and politics and, you know.
Yeah, right.
I get sick of when people try to start something And we get so many people that hate on stuff. Man, I'm just, you know, I'm 58 years old, and it's time to be real about something. If you, I told Jake, hey, this man came up with a brilliant idea. Ain't nothing wrong with it. If you like it, join it. If you don't, get your ass on. You ain't got to care now.
Just keep your opinions to yourself. That's all.
But, hey, NGRA was the same way. We started with NGRA. Golly, every time look like when a person come up with a good idea of a dream or they vision and they put it into play, it's a shame the way that people are so negative, man. God, hey, look here. I tell them again, Jay, want to come to our business, fine. If you don't, fine. If you come, you're welcome. If you don't come, you're still welcome. I mean, that's it with me. I'm the negative part. I'm through with it. I really am. I'm through with it. Hey, if anything I can do to help Grudge Inc. or hey, look here. Hey, I'm on board. And I'm one thing about me. I'm my own man, and don't nobody tell me what to do and when to do it. So if you come to me with that negative shit, come on, keep it to yourself. Cause I don't want to hear it. Cause now I'm telling you, 2014. I ain't got time for that negative mess. I really ain't. Really ain't got time.
Hey Bobby. Them the kind of people that throw rocks and hide their hand.
Yeah. Man, I tell you, I didn't know it was that bad. I mean, I saw it get, but it getting worse and worse. I ain't got time for that mess no more. I'm like Jay Bowen. I'm tired of it. Y'all take it on. Get it on somewhere else. Don't bring it to me. If you ain't got nothing good to say, just don't bring it. I don't have a bit of thinking me about nobody, about nothing. Anything that a man do, know some people might think I don't like this person, that person. I ain't gonna say I don't like them. I might not like their business tactics, the way they do business. But as far as they're a person, ain't nobody so far out there in the village hasn't done anything to me. And I'm trying not to do anything to anybody else. But, you know, I got to focus on stuff I got to focus on. Focusing on my car, getting it back together. I'm focusing on the track. So, and my right-hand man, which is my wife, told me, she said, huh, go put your car back together. I said, yes, ma'am. And that's my partner right there. That's my riding partner. And so me and her, we ride now. So the Camaro will be back. And I'm going to, matter of fact, now I'm hauling parts right now, y'all. I'm hauling parts. So the... y'all ain't doing nothing this weekend, Grudge Inc. and all Grudge Inc. number. Hey, you sure welcome to come on down to U.S. 19. And also, hey, look at here, at Ben Western Motel in Albany, Georgia, nice room. So we can get you a room for about $68, microwave, refrigerator, island board, and these rooms are nice. I worked out a deal with them. Huh?
I said, that's a suite.
Yeah, oh, they're nice, man. They are nice. They are nice, brother. So, and in a good location, you got the Outback Steakhouse, the mall. You want to bring your lady, she can just walk to the mall because she's right there in front of it. Target, all kind of stuff right there in that area. It's real nice area. So, hey, thank you for the downtime, man. I don't want to keep running my mouth, but I just want to move forward. Just want to move forward, that's all.
That's the name of the game, Bobby.
Jay done jumped off. He's scared to talk to me.
I think Jay has something. I think he has something going on.
Hey, Mr. Wildchild, can I ask you a question? This baby boy.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Can you tell me that story about when that lady, that little boy walked up and stopped that money? And you told us. Whatever God got for you is only for you, Father, blessing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You want me? Well, like this. This is the way I normally tell people in Sunday school, your blessing is your blessing. And this way, and I have been telling people all the time, you can, I always use for an example about money. If there's a $100 bill on the floor or somewhere on the ground, 100 people walk over that $100 bill. And won't even see it. And it may be just a little bit, maybe just say, maybe a little bit under some leaves or something. The Lord will fix it so when you come by, that maybe a little gust of wind comes and put the $100 bill right in front of your face. And I used to tell them that all the time in Sunday school. Well, what happened, my son was going inside the Olive Garden. Somebody, I think, had got the income tax money. He done walked over and several people going inside this restaurant. This lady came right behind him, picked up the envelope with all the money and asked him, she said, this your money? And he said, no. So I'm just going to show you. If it's for you, you're going to get it. I can't get your blessing. You can't get mine. So, yeah, and that's the truth. Now, I've been telling people that, and it actually happened. He came and told me, there, you know what you said about your blessing? And he said, I walked all over that money. His wife, his two kids, and everybody walked back right over the money, and this lady came right behind and picked the money up. So I'm just waiting on my blessing. I ain't trying to get nobody else. So I'm just trying to get mine.
Well, heard that, bro. I heard that. And that's what, and I think that's what it's all about, you know. If you got common sense, you know. If you got common sense, you know, I know not to ride your coattail, because I got my own stuff to maintain and try to
right.
organize, you know. So,
right.
Like I say, you know, I'm not gonna ride yours. I'm gonna try to get mine. And if you and if you're a true friend to me, you're gonna be in my VIP area.
There you go. That's it.
You know, so
that's it.
You know, there's a lot of people. You know,
it's all about working together.
And that's all it's about. You know,
about working together. You know, just that you got some people just so negative about stuff, and they want to count other people's pocket. And I tell them again, go find you something to do. Create you something. And stop worrying about what I did or what you did, the next man did. Create you something. Find you a vision or a goal or a dream or something and do your thing. And stop worrying about what the next man do, go what he didn't do right, this and that. Man, I don't want to get on that no more. Let's talk about something positive. Something positive.
Well, when
I get a hold of the biz, that's going to be something positive when I get a hold of it.
Something positive up here. I'd like to see above 32 degrees sometime soon.
hold on, Terry. Come Saturday, you're going to get it.
I know that's right.
Yeah.
Come Saturday, you're going to get it, Terry.
Yeah, and then Sunday it'll be negative.
Yeah.
And snow.
Yeah.
Foot of snow.
It's cold up that way, isn't it?
Shit.
Ooh, is it?
I think it was, what, 19 today still?
Yeah,
19 degrees. Wow. No, we right now, well, it's 45 now, but I think it got high about yesterday, Sunday.
That's probably
night,
around here.
Yeah, we had my banquet, and I'll be in the Saturday, and it's Sunday, and it was nice. And I think we had about, like, it was 70, I think about 76 degrees, and it was nice.
Yeah, it was nice over yesterday. But they said it got cold in Hattiesburg today and tomorrow.
Yeah, I look cold, right, a cold snap is coming through. Y'all sending that stuff down from up that way. And I'll be following the news. But that's where it's coming
they
from.
They said
they
stopped racing in Hattiesburg because of the weather.
Yeah, we'll put up some barricades. We'll put up some barricades.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what about tomorrow for them? Is it going to be all right?
I don't know. They're going to try to do it again tomorrow. I'll listen to a dog show. They were talking about it.
Okay. Well, tomorrow's Fat Tuesday, isn't it?
Huh?
Yeah. Yep.
Ain't Fat Tuesday tomorrow?
Yeah, that's the final day.
Tomorrow, Tuesday, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to get no higher than 50 tomorrow.
Boy, they better do it and do it quick. Boy, I tell you what, when that weather turned cold, boy, it was sure hurt the spectators.
I know about the old Hattiesburg I know about Hub City, goddamn. If the weather get cold, it ain't finna do nothing.
No. Well, okay, yeah. Well, you won't catch me doing that no more when the weather is 55 or 54 and below. If I ain't got no sun, I'm not going out on no trike. Cause that would happen to me.
No.
Yeah,
nope.
That would happen to me.
Hey, kid, don't be saying no. If it was 54 degrees here at nighttime, or even 4, we've raced when it's been 38 degrees below 40. I think the last meltdown we had was, it was what, at nighttime you could see your breath.
It was about
40
degrees.
Yep.
It was about 40 degrees out there.
Yep.
Back in the day, now, I have been out there right there at Macon. I have been out there when it was, 40 degrees. It was cold. Mm-hmm. I mean, but the more true racer was out there. You know, but we weren't going that fast neither, so, you know, it wasn't too much of a problem hooking up on the track. But I remember those days. You had to sit in the truck and cut the heat on to get warm. Oh, you were glad to sit in your car.
Hey, that's our problem up here, Bobby. We're so slow, we can do it.
Hey, Terry.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, okay.
What's up?
Terry, what you believe? We was out on the Skyway, and it was down there around about Tillenbuff one night, years back.
I believe that.
Man, was it cold. Well, shit, we still race?
Yep. Hopefully soon. Soon.
Yeah, they said it's supposed to get around about 40, 45.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll be the break.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, but I looked, next week's supposed to be back in the 20s.
So it's
supposed to get warm for a day.
I ain't looked at no long range forecast yet.
Yeah, we'll be heading down south here in about 2 weeks, so.
Yeah. You going to Mike Hill?
No, we're not. We're not going to make Mike Hill's race.
Oh, okay.
We're going to have to do some testing here. The car's up in Michigan now, so.
Mm-hmm.
So, we'll see.
Yep.
Have to get ready. Do some traveling.
I'll take the 20 degrees. I just, all that below zero, -6 and -5 and all that old mess, man, it'd be cold in the morning. 5 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock, man, it'd be cold outside, man.
Yep. Kids, did you guys go to World of Wheels?
Yeah, I went.
Yeah, I went out there.
How was it?
It was nice.
All right, Terry. I done saw that shit over and over again. I get tired of going to see that bullshit.
Yeah, yep.
It don't excite me like it used to.
What about that, you saw that that 69 boot, that race car that they did? He had a, Miller Mike called me last night. I forgot where he's from. That car is, no, it's pretty. He looked like he got a dude. Looked at over 200,000 in that car.
That's a 70.
That's a 70? It looked like a 69 to me.
70.
What's that, kid?
Oh, no. You're right. It was a 69.
That was a 69 that had the top on it.
Right, the one with the hood was raised up off of the body.
Yeah, with the stripe down the middle of the car.
Yeah, the red stripe, yeah.
Yeah, that car, it was pretty. I liked it, that car.
It looks pretty, but do it run.
What it looked like, kid, I don't think I want to do nothing but a show.
Yeah. They got a lot of money tied up in it.
Yeah, dude, though, man. Man, that kind of looked, no, it looked pretty, man. Brand new slicks on it.
Yeah, yeah, no shit on there to make you think it run, but I had to see it first.
It was a very nice car.
Yeah, it was a nice car.
I like the dad. I like the 55 Nomads, the 55 blue Nomads. What was that? A 68, a 69? No, 67. It was a 67 Firebird, the two-tone one that was sitting up by the front door?
Yeah, yeah, I saw that. I'll tell you, what I hate about the whole ordeal was, goddamn, you got $13 to park, and then you got to walk, goddamn, it 10 miles.
Kid, I know you ain't talking about walking. I don't know why we do going to the track in the meets at the NHRA, man.
Yeah, but it'd be warm. I don't be in the motherfucking cold.
Well, you can walk over to what you call it, the street. You know, you can walk over the street in the top of the thing. It takes you a little while to get there, but
I didn't find that out until we were getting ready to go.
Yeah,
to leave.
So you and your car leaving.
Yeah.
You're driving back under going, man, look, we could have walked there.
Exactly. I found all this shit when we were leaving.
I took my mother, and I dropped off at the front door, and I told her to meet me at the ticket booth. And I parked. I had got a good park. I got parked on the first level and right by the door. So I just walked on across the street inside. It took me a while to get over that tour, and we walked on in.
Oh, y'all good. We had to go all the way to the fifth level.
Ooh. Yeah, you know, you catch a lot of people coming out.
Yeah.
And that's what I did. I caught some people coming out.
Well, we weren't that lucky. It looked like everybody was trying to get in. We had to go all the way to the fifth level.
Y'all take the stairs or y'all take the elevator?
Oh, I took the elevator.
Oh, okay. I was trying to get out that cold, man. It'd be cold out there.
And then they charge your arm and leg for parking. $13. Man, I said, God damn, y'all making a killing.
How much was it to get in?
About
12. I paid 17.
You could get
I got one for O'Reilly.
Discount tickets at O'Reilly for $17.
Yeah, that's what I did, kid. I paid the seventeen, and I have got the ticket from the auto parts though, and I picked my mom up and we went on and she did do a little walking. Yeah, it was a nice time too. And matter of fact, she found it. I going to buy me a beer. And I walked clean over the money. It was $8 on the floor. And she looked down, and she said, "Ooh, you dropped this money, son?" I said, "No, Ma." She picked that $8 up and put it in her pocket. Went over there and bought her a little purse.
Where's Big Larry at? No Larry tonight?
I don't know if he went to Hattiesburg or not, Terry.
Oh, okay.
He said he was thinking about going. I know. I think Leroy flew down there yesterday.
Yeah, I think Danier's out there. I know Danier's out
there. Yeah, Danier and Tate down there.
Oh, Tate went too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because he was on the phone yesterday. Unc said he was leaving yesterday.
No.
Oh,
okay.
I don't think Tate going to be ready to around by maybe April or something like that, or May, he said.
Yeah, because he said it wasn't in a rush to put it back together.
So it sounds like we got another Chicago show going tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Jay Bond might be over in the chicken.
We ain't got no board to see who were on the show.
I know. Yep.
Oh, well. Yeah.
Oh, what's going on? Sounds like biz dropped off everybody.
Huh. We were talking to Mr. Five Speed yesterday. He put a whole lot of fat on my head as far as that nitrous and stuff. I didn't know that gas will tear your motor up faster than nitrous. He said nitrous don't tear your motor up. He said the gas assumption, you got to flow the gas and the nitrous together.
If
you don't flow right, Yeah. And he said that. He said, you can spray the nitrous down the motor. He said, you can spray the nitrous down the motor. The nitrous ain't going to hurt the motor. He said, the gas will hurt the motor. I didn't know that.
Not enough.
Yeah. And cause I didn't know that because, you know, you hear a lot of guys say, well, you spraying too much nitrous. That's why he blew up. Now, how many times, Terry and Kia, how many times you heard that?
Yeah. I mean, our motor oil holds so much, though.
Right, exactly.
You can't take a stock motor and spray 400 or 500 at it.
What are they be trying to do?
So do, kid. They spray all that nitrous down on them stock old motors, man, and knock them from king to come. Oil and pistons and push rods and rock arms be all on the ground.
Should be flying everywhere.
Oh, yeah. I've had that happen. Two years ago, when I had that big tire blue Mustang, the first time I sprayed 350 at it, it was the end of the year. I said, I'm going to spray the hell out of this thing.
Yeah.
See where it'll go. Right through the eighth mile, thing exploded. Took those heads off, and there I was missing two pistons.
Damn, that was a hell of a explosion.
Wasn't nothing in there but two rods. The pistons were just gone. There was nothing.
Wow.
Yep.
Hey, Terry, did you get the magazine where the guy, he got a 2014, a 2013 Mustang, and he bought off the showroom floor and got a one turbo on it. It's a, I think it's a 98 millimeter turbo, and he went 771.
No, I didn't see that.
It's not a Cobra jet. It's not a Cobra jet. It's one of those new Mustangs, and they
supercharged.
I was reading it. Huh?
Supercharged.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they said they put the power additive on it, and they got the car to run 850, and because it had a stick shift in it, and they couldn't get the car the car went was like 820. With the stick shift in it, and they changed the stick shift and put a glide up under it. The first pass they went 8-0 with it. They put a mean tune on it. They went 791 and the 792, and then they turned back around and did something else to the car, and the car went 771. I said, God, dog. With these new cars, you ain't got to do a lot to them.
Yeah, well, they're all light.
Yeah.
All light big motors.
Yeah, that's what Greg said. Greg said new cars don't weigh too much. How much you think new cars weigh, Terry? Oh, he off too, huh?
I don't know. Terry might have dropped.
Yeah, Greg was saying that too. Greg was saying that them cars right around 2,700 pounds, like 2,800, 2,900 pounds from the factory.
Yep. Oh, that Copa Camaro, that's something that can fly.
How fast you think that thing is, kid?
Shit, from the showroom floor? You instantly got you a mid 9, 9:20, 9:30 running car.
That motor cost you $100,000.
Yeah, a couple of them down there in Indy.
Yeah, that white one, the white and blue one.
Yeah.
I saw it. You can't place those cars though, can you? You can't put no plates on those cars.
Can't put no plates on them.
Yeah, to drive them around.
I don't know why not. I spent $80,000 on a motherfucker. They better try to give me some plates. They better try to come with them.
Oh,
But not you ain't lying. No X for no plate.
You ain't lying, brother. You ain't lying.
No, but they started picking with him, old boy, David Nickens. He's a test man for that Copa Camaro. And when I was talking to him down in Indy, he had said he had got his down around about 860.
Ooh-wee. Ooh-ooh. Call me. I can't beat that man over in this damn show.
I can't hear, but I don't know nothing about no motherfucking three-way.
I click over, but I can't click him in on the phone. I don't know what
mm-hmm.
I have to go back to Apple, man. They gonna have to show me how to work this thing, man, because I try to put people in, get people in on the shows and stuff, and I can't do it. Hey, kid, was you on What to Call the Show last night?
Who, Lil Tony? Yeah, I listened for a minute. And I fell asleep.
Oh, man, dude. Oh, man, that skin is something else, man.
I heard you found
him. Oh,
I heard
you
found
him. Hold on one second.
Hello. Kid, did you do a good job while I was gone?
Oh, yeah, we were hanging in there.
All right. Everybody, I want y'all to know I've tied the shows together. I got Boom down in Louisiana. Boom, what's going on, Boom?
Man, what's going on, man? We got these guys on my local show here and people from all up north. I got a few Texas people in the house listening in. Quite a few different other numbers in, 312 numbers listening in tonight. Got quite a few people. Put it this way, tonight I have locked in three more races on here tonight. We got Mr. Brooklyn out of the 23 ball camp. They have locked in with Black Hole, and with Mr. Brooklyn have locked in with Black Hole and with Pit Squad Mustang Dinky. They're getting two and a hit off the back door. They locked up 200 on 2,000 of them on each one of those races. So that's two races Mr. Brookman has locked in with his stock suspension, truly spraying Slappermore Firebird. And I'm quite sure after those races, he's probably going to be looking for some more action. We got Devo online here. We heard that Devo heard that we were going to tie in together. Devo said he don't give a fuck about any big block car that give him the hit. He has a small block Toyota. He said, down on y'all ass, he will go with that small block Toyota if you have a big block through the 8th mile. Give him the hit, he don't want much. He got a small block Toyota. So,
hey,
so
do Devo know that this is a grudging race? We'll put something on his ass that soap and water won't take off.
Hey, Jayvon, now you saying that now, Jayvon. Devo, you hear the words you're saying. Devo, you see that?
I'm seeing red here, boo-boo.
Okay, well, you tell the people so they won't think that I'm just trying to hide my rage. Tell the people what you'll do with your car on most of this thing.
Now, I say it now. I don't give a fuck about a big block. Now, I ain't saying them big tires, you know, real, you know, fast-ass goddamn big block. They give me the hit, goddamn.
Now you're talking, Devo. Now you're going to put some stipulations on that stuff, Devo. Come on. I got guys on the line over here from all over the country, but you just call out something like that, Devo, they'd be glad to give you a hit. But you got to make sure you got to let them know all the stipulations, Devo.
Hey, Devo, what do you got? What do you want to do with another small block if we make it down there?
Uh-oh. Who was I talking to?
This is Terry.
Who?
Terry.
Hey, Jay, Uncle Larry and Calmax say, can you open their mics up?
Hey, Linky Leon is trying to get on, too.
All right, I'm going to open up all these lights. I wasn't in front of my computer now. All right, I hope I got them. They match the one button. I'm just opening up all the lights. They got me. Larry, you
there? Yeah, I'm here, Jay.
Okay. I got all the mics. If you got the one button, your mic is open. So, Debo.
Go ahead.
Debo, Terry got a small block. He got a small block. What's he going to do? Hey, Debo, I'm just going to tell you this, Debo. Be careful what you wish for.
Hey, Boom. Now, you know how I am, Boom. I really don't know too many people. But if we get to the track and that small block be there, if my man said down on your ass we going, then we going to do that.
This is grudging for real. This ain't the play grudging. This is real grudging. We got coaches from all over the country, man. just sit back and enjoy the show, man. Don't try to show out. Just sit back and enjoy the show, man.
All right.
Come on with it, baby. Let everybody know, man, what you got going on down there. Let everybody know what you got going on.
Well, this is what we got going on. First of all, we're campaigning. We're down in the state of Louisiana. I'm going to speak for the state of Louisiana. We think that there's no street cars. Now, this is what we say street cars. We talk about cars you can come to the track with and make six passes back to back. Now, you didn't have to come to my track and do those six passes back to back. But that's what we call a street car down here, okay? A true street car. Now, we got some cars in all different calibers that's going to be there in a street car. Okay? We got cars that look like street car, like Judy, the vet. You know, we got cars like that. We got cars of all calibers that's going to be there. But we're campaigning because I added to the hold on, let me, I hope they didn't know about on my show and all that background, though, because they know we don't do that. We don't act like they were got special guests, though. But Jay, just to let them know, man, any caliber car that's coming down, man, we're going to find some action for them. Now, y'all been telling people about giving everybody permission.
Hold on, man, I got to find out who do all this walking, man. Somebody doing a whole lot of walking, y'all. I got to cut some of these mics off.
I'm going to go through my list. I know that
was
not it. Did
I get it?
Yeah.
Hello.
Yep.
That guy.
All right. But, like I said, y'all already know, we're doing a 28-29 shootout. No wheel involved, any power out of this. For $3,000. That is a no, any power out of it, right, Jay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay,
we're going to break it. Ray was wrong, and hope you've all gotten them the 28-29. It's a $3,000 payout. Now, this is the stipulation. Now, I'm hustling on some sponsors with the Fillmore. If Fillmore sponsored the whole $3,000, I don't give a damn what type of two cars in that time bit. But, Jayvon, listen to the right side of that. The Madisonville boy said it's going to be 12 cars that motherfuckers, they got to put 28 on their SUVs. They're going to win that money. $3,000. So, I'm just putting it out there, Jay. Don't y'all let them all go home that $3,000 from SUVs, man, and them little trucks. But anyway.
Boom, you said 28 on your flyer, not 28, 29, shootout. It said 28.
No, sir, you didn't look at that flyer.
Well, I could have swore it, low. I'm going to look at the one I got. But
that's the flyer says 28, 29. Matter of fact, I'm glad you said that because I'm finna walk out to the truck and get one of those.
I could have swore we saw 28, but
yeah, it's a 28-29 right. Shootout. That was it.
All right. Okay.
Hey, Boom. Boom. That's on your show. Boom. I close up all my mics, and that's on your show.
Okay.
So that's on your show.
Okay then. Well, guys. I'm making some noise right now because I'm trying to get out and get this.
I'll just let you know. No. I was just letting you know it's on your side. Cause I had closed everybody's mic up trying to see where that noise was coming from. So
Right. Now I'm going to pick up the flyer. And it says 28/29 shootout. It's a free entry fee, $3,000 for the winner, 12-car minimum, no wheelie bar. There may be a 6-0 and a 7-0 in this class, maybe. So if we get enough people, we're going to try it. Like somebody comes
yeah, she
to the
won an award last night, babe. You want to watch the Oscars? Yeah. I told you, man, she... They was, you know, it was only one person that got on the stage and gave
who you got watching the Oscars, boom?
Hey, that sounds like Cadillac Joe.
Oh, man.
Hey, what up? What's up, Cadillac?
Man, it's Cadillac in the house, man. Just listening in. I didn't know my mic was open.
Okay, Kelly, give me a J open up here.
Go ahead, boom.
Okay. All right, and I'm going to also working on J1.
Boom.
J1.
I got a silver bullet. Is it over there?
Huh?
Is that a called a silver bullet over there?
The silver bullet, the silver screen car that Mo G's a car. Mo G's a car.
I'm talking about ProMart. Or by the name of silver bullet.
Oh, the bullet? No, we got one called the bullet.
Yeah. The bullet.
Yeah.
Do he
the bullet, yeah. Yeah, he graduated. Matter of fact, they had a bullet, huh?
Hey,
Mo. Head,
but he
want to
lock in.
Hey, right. On March 15th. Well, I'm online, and I want to go ahead and open, Jay. And I am working on. I'm gonna pass that message on. I'm gonna try to see if the. I heard Treeman want to try to get at the bullet at my waist, and. I'm in a high hope that we can get that raise off because they did not get that raise off in Mississippi, in her city. So, Mississippi phone caller, 601-6733, don't make it out.
Boom.
Hey, what's going on, Cap?
You're down, man. You made another one a while ago, and now it don't sound all right.
Okay.
I'm at, y'all.
You said wrong with you. You said
go ahead,
wrong
dog,
with
man. You. I'm calling at you.
Hey, there. You say wrong what you wrong, and then you say no Willibar. Man, what's the problem with Willibar?
Hey, down there. That's the only rule of engagement, bro. 29/29.
Now, why you didn't say no roll cage? Willibar is a safety issue, man. You might well have known. Nothing matter. I'm serious. No, all of a sudden, all this shit come up with. Wrong with your brother, then you said no wheelabout. I got wheelabout. You might well tell everybody to take their roll cage out. Yeah, you know, I want to come to y'all show and raid too, but I ain't going to leave half of my truck at the house.
I understand, but that's what I have advertised.
Yeah, but y'all going to get like the boy told me that y'all going to have Georgia. Man, I'm not from Georgia. I'm from Mississippi. No, now, if you said wrong with your brother, that means bring everything I got. And now you say no wheelabout. So what you mean by wrong? What you wrong? I'm playing a wheelabout. Can I run my wheelabout?
I'm saying that. Hey, John Lennon.
Well, I don't know about. Wait a minute. I don't know about all the rules. I'm saying I'm in the country. We ain't got no rule in the country. It's wrong what you bring.
I understand what you're saying, John Lennon. Mm-hmm. But I'm always willing to bet you, John Lennon. But you can come over here with the wheelabout. You're going to have somebody to blow their hands on that with the wheelabout, John Lennon. So, I mean, what you trying to say?
I don't know what about the name, but y'all
can't run
what you're
wrong,
and then how can I run
while I bring
y'all to know
what about? Well, I'm hoping to see that, and I've been advertising.
a 29 shootout, 300 free, $3,000 to win, a 12-5 minimum with no winner balls are all the rules.
Yeah, but that's the damn rule that hurts me, man. I got winner balls.
You know that there's a problem with balls on. Damn, man. Let me ask you one
question. Damn, man, how many money are you going to lose for internet in your contest? If I win, if I don't enter it, I might win it. I lost every damn thing.
Okay. What I want to bet you, John, man, that there's going to be somebody that all 29, all 20, that will let you keep your winner balls on in a bear prison and will blow your hands on out.
I want to just move. Hey man, let me tell you, you know what rule made for? To be broken. Break them goddamn rules so I can come.
Hey dumb ass. You ain't having that goddamn money, man. Yeah, it's free, man. The free is your free for you, brother, man. Yeah.
Man, look. My damn daughter got wheel bars on.
Huh?
I'm not doing it every time I got wheel bars on.
You gonna have quite a few people looking for you when you come out there, man.
What I'm saying, this year, now everybody has no wheel bar. Man, we've been raising for years. They ain't even heard nothing like that. A couple of you guys in the rain of Georgia now, every time they have a Georgia other place, we got him coming over here.
Boom.
Good.
I have to open his mic so he can shut down Mac up. $100 you talking about, Ben? Y'all gonna pay me $100 last time, you fucking idiot. I don't know, but somebody on your team said 3,000. Well, we came up 3,000. Y'all said 1,000.
Nah, what were you locked in for the run before we even went to Hattiesburg? Don't get on here, bro.
We locked in the run for 1,000 or
better. And that's what I ran for, $1,000.
But I said, you said or better. You said
don't be worried about no goddamn class, Ray. We come to grudge your ass.
Yeah, no, hold on. You talking about ain't gonna pay for my gas trip?
I hear you.
Do you have a problem with running me with wheelie bar?
Nah, I ain't got no problem running you with no wheelie bar no more.
Okay,
well,
hold on. Boo, who got a problem with my wheelie bar, Boo?
It's a class,
hey.
Dog, man. It's a fucking class. It ain't a fucking run, right?
Hey, man, I'm not talking to you. You wait till your turn.
I got a problem with his wheelie bars. Don't let him run wheelie bars. Okay. I've been promoting this race for three and a half months, bro. And on this slide, this slide been out about 3 months. And it is what it is, bro.
Boom, that's not what I'm talking about. Why is you say run what you brung? I'm bringing Willibald.
Okay.
I just want to
know if you're right, Don, man. I'm going to watch my speech. You're right, Don, man. I apologize to you, sir. I apologize to you. I'm not from now on reading from my slides. This is the second annual, the invasion of Louisiana, and no problem Raceway. The gates were open at 9 o'clock in the morning. We will race that Friday night. But the gates were open 9 that morning. We will start racing at 1 p.m. We will race till 9 p.m. I am giving away free food. I am giving away a free 28-29 shootout. $3,000 payout with a 12-car minimum, which the Madisonville boys, they're going to make sure that that's not going to be a problem. And all the rules of engagement here, no winner ball. We may run 6-0 class, we may run a 7-0 class. It's according to how many people sign up for it. We also going to give away $100 to the fastest import. Time must be short. We also going to give away $100 to the fastest motorcycle. Time must be short. We also will give $100 to the fastest LS power car on the compound. Time must be shown. We also give away $100 to the fastest vehicle on the compound. Time must be shown. And that's going to be 8th mile. That's going to be 8th mile and 1/4 mile. And then $100 to the fastest S10 on the compound. And $100 to the fastest G-Ride on the compound. So, boom.
Why are you having all these damn times? Thanks.
What about $100,000?
You having a grudge event. You having all these damn times. Won't show time. That's crazy.
Hey, man, I'm also in the fitness of season a big old fan base that I have, too, bro. All right?
Yeah.
Okay. If you don't do all you have to do is... All you got to do is don't come after that $100 if you don't want to show your time. That's all
hey,
you got to do.
Boom.
Yes, sir.
I got one question for I.
Go ahead, Don, man.
What kind of barge you say them is they got on my truck?
How the what?
What kind of barge them is on the back of my truck?
Bitch bars.
Okay. Well, hey, man, well, can I run my bitch bar then in your show, boom?
Hold on a minute. Now, I was on Bradman's show earlier. I couldn't cuss or nothing. Let me make sure. Boom. You all right with cussing, right?
Yeah. I'm cool with it. I mean, hey.
Yeah. Bradman, that man jumped my bike all today.
So what you
say?
I can get in the
club
with my bitch bar then, huh?
I mean, yeah, I call them bitch bars. Some people call CC bars, some people call them Willie bars.
Well, goddamn, I can't have three names but one time.
What do you call them? You call them safety bars.
Hey, what it would be like this, huh? Okay, they said you went to the club the other day. Somebody said it was simple stuff. I called the jury. The jury said you got raped. But then they said that them boy with that little, what kind of guy that was raised you? That Jolly Rent?
Yeah, Jolly Rent.
I want to let Jolly Rent know that they got a rape charge on them in Mississippi.
Yeah.
Yeah, them motherfuckers raped. Hey, I lied to you. I better with all of them. But I got raped with them. But I got a woman mic up and over at Creek. 601 is a Mississippi number. 601-9537.
Hello, Bob.
Hey, who am I speaking with?
This is Britt from Most Wanted Racing Team.
Hey, Ms. Brittany, what's going on? Talk to
me. Not much. I was calling to tell everybody about my race this Sunday in Ken.
Hey, all right, go ahead. The floor is yours.
Okay, this Sunday in Ken, Junkyard Number 1 Speedway. I'm having the 7-0 ET class. All of the classes have no entry fee. The 7-0 ET class is paying out $500 to the winner. So no entry fee, so all you have to do is pay $30 for testing tools. We have a nitrous on 28th class, R275. The winner would get $700. And there are no stipulations in that class. Non-Mac, you can get in there with your Willy bars. Big blocks, you can get in. As long as your nitrous assisted on 28th or 275, that class is open to you. We also have a real street class. These are the stipulations for the real street class. No leg fan windows, no slicks. You must have finished interior. You don't have to have a back seat. Full exhaust, full body, no wheelie bars, no ladder bars, any power adder. Those are the only stipulations. And if we have any, if we have some kind of obstacle where somebody shouldn't be in it, to resolve for that issue, you have to be able to make a 20-mile cruise. If you can't make a 20-mile cruise, then that real street class is not for you. And the winner of that class will get $500. Then we're also going to have two contests. These are also free entries. We have a best 60-foot EC contest, no entry fee, best reaction time contest, no entry fee, and the winner for each of those will get $100. So the 60-foot contest, you get in it, you 60-foot it, roll on out. You have the fastest EP, you get $100. And the same thing goes for the reaction time. You just leave and roll on out, get $100, and you have the best reaction time. So that's almost $2,000 total in payout. And that's this Sunday, March 9th, Canton, Mississippi, Junkyard Number 1 Speedway. The gates will open at 12. The track will be ready at 2. And the classes will start around 5 or 6, depending on the weather. Grudge race is a priority. So if we have a grudge race that has been set and we have classes going on, we will, you know, push them around the line. You get to come to the front. Grudge races are a priority. So we want to get those done as quickly as possible.
There it is. You go ahead and get that carriage, that 500 out for me on the two scoop. You go get that for me. I'll be looking with my little turtle. So,
okay.
Well, thank you, Ms. Brittany, for coming in and letting all
thank
the races
you.
In the world, letting all the races in the world know what you got going on, you and your whole most wanted crew. And tell them that we ain't mad at them.
Hey, boom. I see on the phone.
Yeah, I see on the phone. Yeah.
Hey, I. Yeah, I. You said you can't wait. You been out. You can't wait. Don't show your ass up in Canton.
Nah.
Yo, okay then. You can wait then.
I ain't got no asshole left right now. I'm gonna let it build back up for 2 weeks.
If you change your mind, remember I may make it sound good to you. I'm gonna all the money for you.
I don't give a goddamn. You can't make it sound good enough, Don Mac.
If I can convince Jay Barnes to bring a S10, another S10, because I don't have an S10 built for the state of Louisiana.
Yeah, well, yeah, before you had me, boy, he spelled my name, Jay Barnes. It's just D-O-N-E-Mac.
Let me finish my statement. If I can give this to the boss, man, to bring a grand team or be able to get one, if we can't get it in before the race, we'll get one and have it and announce that, you know, and we get the best of the winner. So, Would you be able to get him?
Hey, man, wait a minute. You got to get Jay Bond. You got Brittany on the phone. Brittany, the hell you want made for that day? Brittany know people.
Oh, okay. I just thought that. That's not what I'm going to do. Go ahead.
You got Brittany's number. That's the number you just called out. She know how you can get one made.
All right, then. All right. Jay Boy, you got a mic you want to open on your head, Jay? Hello, Jay.
I couldn't hear you. Say it again, boo.
I was wondering if you had any mic on your side. Do you have any mic on your side you want to open?
No, man. We got, I believe Don Mac is scared of all these guys over here. I see Terry scared of Don Mac. He already texted me, told me he don't want no Don Mac trouble.
Hey, I got a question about that 7-0 class. Is that 7-0 class a quarter mile race?
No, that's 8 miles. But
I like the way you say it. Hold on, I got a couple of mics. I got some 773. I think that's Michigan. 773-3490. That's Chi-Town. I got 3490 and 773-4309. Let me see who we got. Yeah.
Now, Mike,
what's happening, man? It's Big Will.
Big Will?
Big Will, what's going on, baby? What's happening, man? I'm up here in New Orleans right now. I just left Hattiesburg earlier. We're up in New Orleans. Headed back to Hattiesburg in a few.
We tied in to the New Orleans show, the Louisiana show with Big Boom. So we all tied in. How you enjoying yourself so far?
So far so good. It's a little chilly, but you know it's what's happening out here.
Yeah.
And that's when I left this ball. I left that area. I left that area that he's in to come to host this show tonight. Man, they really got it going on down there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That Mardi Gras popping, the casinos jumping, everything jumping around here. When I say everything, I mean everything. So all the business is popping and everything is jumping. So, and,
I'm looking forward to coming down on, I like to go over to the French Quarter, have fun and stuff, man. I mean, I really like to go over there. Y'all that don't know, man, y'all need to travel while y'all racing. Go in some of these cities and enjoy some of the sights and things, man. So I'm definitely coming to have a good time.
Absolutely. For the ones on the show, man, I mean, even for the ones that's live about, you know, bringing cars and everything, just give a gun a picture, give buy one of the DVDs, and you'll see how we did this on the first event. And we had 400 cars. We had 400 cars and 4,000 spectators, man. And we had people that didn't, you know what I'm saying? You know, we had all walks of life cars. We had the Oklahoma guys in the house, Murder Nova, the El Camino, all those guys from the Midwest guys. Real quickly, Jay, I heard a rumor that some guys from Indiana trying to get at us with a Corvette. They got a Corvette, and they're so worried down here that they want to run us out the back door with our Corvette. They got a C6 Corvette. If anybody don't know from Indiana that know these guys, get on the line, we'll lock their ass in. We're going to let them see. So, I don't know who the guy may be. I got the text from Mo Jesus. Mo Jesus said that somebody from Indiana called him. I think it was from Big Beach Camp, maybe.
Hey, Boom.
But they got, go ahead.
Hey, Boom, this is Ali. I'm about to try and get Big D back on the line now.
Were you trying to get him back on now?
I'm going to get him back on. He had called, but...
Yeah.
I had four or five other people on and I couldn't answer.
He went back on too because Big D looking for action, man. Small block. I think Z-Boy, you got anybody over there? Big D got a Mustang. He got a small block, one-gun Mustang on 28. He's looking for action. He gave him a team Scooby pulls been locked in, but Scooby truck ain't going to be ready. And that was a stipulation. That was a steal. They were locking in under the condition that his truck was there. So,
locking in a bit. Ben's got a small block on 28 with one gun. One operator, right?
Yeah, I think he's one operator. Yeah, one operator, one system. Yeah. Yeah, hold on.
That's
Ben. He can really get him on the line. Hold on. I need you working? Yeah, he could over, Dave.
Other than that, B is going to be barred from drag racing.
Say that again?
I said, B is not...
Hey, what up, guys? What's happening, man? What's happening, AJ? I'll ask one question and make one statement. One, B is must stop ratting on Chicago's weather. Yeah, if not, we're going to bar him from drag racing.
What B is man? What is it?
I'm sick of being always coming out with tennis. Like he walk around in short pants and T-shirts and his flip-flops. So he was my buddy. I'm fine him as a friend, man. I don't need him as a friend no more.
He's starting to sound like K.O. Ain't he out of California?
Man, he always ran those Chicago ones.
What's
that?
He's
a favorite I want to make.
What's happening, D?
I want to let y'all guys know, man.
Hey, kid.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're still on the air, man. At least I got someone that know me. I got a question I want to ask, man. I heard a guy say it earlier. What's his name? Guy that owned the racetrack.
Terry?
I can't call his name. No. Not Terry, the other guy.
Bobby Wildchild
was saying something earlier, man, about someone's supposed to be burning some grudging hats or T-shirts or something. My question is this. I got one question to ask, and I want someone on the phone to answer something. What has grudging done to anyone?
I guess they're moving forward. Everybody else is stuck in the mud.
Especially the woman who started it. Is he moving forward, moving backwards, moving sideways? What is that doing to you?
Nothing.
The whole thing about grudge racing is just to get some guys together and hopefully get a race or two out of it. Is that not correct?
You're correct.
You know, I've never seen in all of my days on this earth, and been grown for quite a few of them, I've never seen no one promote nothing that they could call an event and do it with the intentions of not making any money out of it.
Nope.
So if T-Mons is making $1 million a day, who was he hurting?
Nobody.
I just understand that.
I'm glad for the man. Maybe he might throw me a bone one day. Shit,
thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
We're going off.
Oh, I think Boom Show went off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, someone still just went off. But you understand what I'm saying, kid?
Yep.
I mean, this just don't make no sense at all, man. You know, if you participate with Grudge Inc., I mean, I'm not even a member of Grudge Inc. I just get on the show because I'm an old drag racer.
Right.
So it gives me a chance to see what's going on in the world now as far as racing. But if a person come up with an idea, why should I despise him for that? Hell, I think of different ways of making money every day. I just ain't can do it yet. He thought of something, it's working. I've yet to see who Grudge Inc. is hurting. I can see some help it has done. I can see what it has. Let me tell you a few ways that it helped. It has brought 52 states together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you have met guys, and I've met guys that we probably would never see, but maybe once a year or twice a year, maybe, if we go to something like Fat Shoes or something like that. That's, you know, one of the biggest events. We get you to talk to these guys all over the United States every night.
Yep.
Every night we get a chance. So with that being said, what grudge you can hurt?
Nobody. Well, like I was telling Jay Barnes, it's just like a barrel of crabs, man. When they see one, damn, they're about to get out the barrel, they reach up there and pull it back down.
Pull it back down.
You ain't going nowhere.
When I heard him say that, because I had tuned in, and I'm like, you know, tonight I'm trying to do business house, so I don't really have time to talk, so I just listen.
Yeah.
I had to park, fucking come to the house, man, to try to buy some time just to ask that question. I want to know what in the world has Grudge Inc. done to hurt someone? Who's told? If anyone, and this is just my opinion, correct me if I'm wrong, if anyone would have a gripe about Grudge Inc., you would think it would be someone like, say, NHRA, UDRA, or IDRA, someone of that nature, because they are a body that's already established. He's trying to establish a racing body. So if anyone would have a complaint, you would think it would be someone of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't think it would be just a regular, everyday guy that go drag racing.
Yep.
What are you complaining for?
Yep. Yeah, but like I said, it's just like a barrel of crabs, man.
crazy as all I do is, man. It's
yep.
crazy. I got a guy that you and I both know. We all grew up together. He said he don't get out with girls ink no more. But he don't have anything bad to say about him. He said he just don't have the time to deal with it.
Right.
Nothing bad. It ain't like he left him alone with a bad taste in his mouth.
Right.
I mean, I just can't understand that.
Yep.
It makes no sense at all, man.
Yep, but you got that hateration out there, man. They drinking plenty of it.
That's all it is, kid. That's all it is, man. Because I have yet to have anyone to come on this air. We've been talking 5, 6, 10 minutes now. Had no one yet chimed in to tell me what Grudge Inc. has done.
Let somebody in.
They can like it.
Who is that, Big Will?
Yeah, I was messing with him, that's all.
Oh, okay.
I want someone to tell me what Grudge Inc. has done to dislike it.
Yeah.
Maybe Jay Buzz can tell me. Maybe he got the answer. Nobody else is coming up with one.
I told him about to get him a steel jacket to put on, because instead it's on a drop set of his ass.
Crazy, man. Crazy all that doing. You know, you do something to benefit and a person turn it and try to go the other way. And you know, kid, the only thing Grudge Inc. is trying to blow all us together.
Yep.
Yeah, I tell you something else you said too, kid. I heard you said it was 10 degrees and we was outrageous. Man, I don't know where you get that 10 degrees from. That would have been hot on some of them nights we was out there.
Yep.
10 degrees would have been a heat wave. It's been nice. We've been out there where it had to be below zero.
Yeah, cause
it's been nice. Kid, it's been nice. We were out on dope. Stay out there for a few minutes running to the car and warm up and come back out.
Right, we ran making them up there on the skyway. Goddamn it, we were down there by Tenable.
Man, we have actually had to jump in the car to warm up, to
yep.
keep from freezing, and then get
right.
back out and join the conversation again.
Mm-hmm.
It's been
yep.
cold night. Trying to race. That's why I said B has got to stop riding around the city, man. We're gonna buy him out the city, man.
We're gonna kidnap his ass when he come up here.
Yeah, bring him back up here, make him stay. Since he wants to talk
yeah.
about the weather, talk about Chicago, we'll make him stay with them short pants on.
Well, listen, man, I appreciate the thing here. It's not that, you know, if you think about it, and our evidence have shown, man, we can't accept each other making a move to try to do better, to better ourselves. Like, and like you said, now, but this is the thing I want you to pay attention to. These same people that got, quote-unquote, issues with Grudge Inc., you know, they're going to try the same relationships, the same people that we have met and became friends with around the country. As they try to have an event, watch they and they smile and they say, "Hey, yeah, I know who you are. Come on over to my show."
Progress off of Bridge Inc.
Yeah,
you can progress.
I mean,
yeah,
exactly. You know, we out here, and I'm saying as a team, everybody's out here moving around the country, getting to know people, and you know, I mean, really having a ball. And then there's a certain group that's just mad because they mad. And
let me say this here. Years ago when the Staples Singers was popular, mm-hmm. Pop Staples' son has a club out in California. So he called his daddy to book Mabel and them out there to sing, right? And Pop
mm-hmm.
was on the Johnny Carson show. So Johnny asked Pop Staples, was he doing this free? And, man, listen, Pop Staples almost swat his tongue trying to stop that thing from coming out. Because he said, wait a minute, hold on there. He said, business is business. And then he'd go back to being my son. I said that to say this. I said several times, whatever amount of money you can profit off of Grudge Inc., why should you not profit money off of Grudge Inc.? It was your idea. You started it. This is why I had a problem just the other night with, it was my wife. Yeah, I made a statement. No, it wasn't my wife. I think it back. It was,
man. One time in my house, he made a statement. He said, should I give percentage if you win off of my car? And I asked, do you give a percentage back if I lose off your car? I said that to say this here. If you come on the air tomorrow night and say, I have lost $100,000 in Grudge Inc.,
right,
is the Grudge Racers going to get together and give you half of your money back, 10% of your money back?
No, not one
that. Not one that. So why should you not make money off of your idea? I just don't understand that. I want someone to come on and make me understand.
I can promise you, the first thing is they're not going to come on and say it because they know when they say it out loud, you know, how stupid it sounds. So they're going to say it only behind the closed doors, you know. And secondly, but listen, it ain't just Jay Barnes now. Everywhere we do a show, we got a partner, a governor in the state. This, you know, it's a business where we all get a chance to endeavor to make money. We all, you know, in this business together. And the format is so good, we give support to get support. I mean, what's better than that? I mean, you know, they got, again, they constantly, I can't explain it, and sometimes it ain't worth explaining. It's like what most people say, man, we got to keep pushing, and the best way to show them is to become, to push it where that we become equivalent to the NHRA, and so that, you know, let people know who thought that grudge racing can't be, a profitable thing, and two, you know, nationally recognized, just go ahead and prove it to them. And just let them sit back, you know. They didn't want to say it can't. Let us prove them that we can.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I say.
Well, that's why I keep asking the same question over and over and over. Why should he not? No one's clicked in yet to tell me why money should not be made. I mean, no one yet has come on the air to say, okay, D, he should not be making a dime because. I just don't understand that. I belong to a beer club. I told you guys this before. When I joined, there was 138 members. It's not just how many thousands and thousands of members there are now. The president of the club, we're not going to talk about how much money he got. Okay? There was time we felt like he was overdoing it, but why should he not make money? It was his idea. He started it. He grew from a pup to a full-grown dog. So why should you not? The purpose of going in any business, I always thought, was never to break even, never to lose, but to profit. Jeff Alba always taught, in any every business class I ever had, the purpose of going in business was always taught to make money. If you're not making money, in the streets we say if it don't make money, it don't make sense. So if you're not making money, you need to go back and reevaluate to see what's wrong, why you're not making money. And those changes need to be made. In the business world, what they do is they call them cuts. We make cut here, cut there, so we can profit some money. So if you're not making money, these are the things that need to be done. So someone please tell me, why should you not? You're going to be on the show by yourself, buddy. That's crazy, though, man. I swear it is. It is. You know, but we go to the events and we enjoy ourselves. You know, you have a world of fun when you see Wick, Killer, DJ, and the rest of the guys, those are just something I can think of right now, see them going out in the track. You bet a little bit, you win a little bit, you lose a little bit. But the obstacle is you having a ball of fun doing what you like to do. Because if we come to the drag race today, it's got to be because we love it. We like it. We love it. Now, you chose to bring it all together. I had an idea to do that. What's wrong with that? She said, I wish it had been me. Wish I had thought of it. I think I did think of it. I should sue you for royalty since I thought of it never put in play. So, you know, what sense did it make?
Well, I think we got, like you said, I sure appreciate it. Somebody come on and kind of make it make sense. But the key, again, is we got to keep pushing forward. We got to keep doing what we do. We got to kind of let everybody know where we're headed, what we're trying to accomplish, and keep moving.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, you know. That's what we got to do. You know,
that's it right there. That's it.
But you can't stop.
We got to keep pushing.
Can't stop. Now we got to keep moving.
It's hard to hit a moving target.
Yeah.
And in the streets, they'll say you must be doing something right. You know, hateration only comes up when a person is doing something right. They're not going to hate on you. Know, why should I hate on a 12-second car when I got a 7-second car? I ain't going to do that. But if I got a 7-second car, and I've been told J. Barnes got a 680 car, you know, I may have something negative to say about it. So you must be doing something right with this thing, you know, for that hateration to come. And once again, guys, whoever on this air that's being quiet, I want all you to know, this is D out of Chicago. I'm not a member of Grudge Inc. So I'm not pushing Grudge Inc. saying I'm a member. I'm asking a simple question as a man to man. What has a man done wrong? Someone please push the one button and help me out here.
And we ain't got no one button. Nobody mentioned one button yet. Nobody mentioned one button.
The question I ask is like, the question I ask Jay is like getting out A's for free, isn't it? No one wants it. Man.
Hey, Jay Bond.
Hey.
Hey, Big Will, man. Why are we talking about that stuff, man? Let's talk about some racing, man.
Well, I'm for that, man. Y'all know we're going down. Y'all know we're going to Louisiana on the 15th. We're going to Macon on April the 5th. Then we're going to Michigan on May the 3rd. June, we're going to June 6th, we're going to Thunder Valley, North Carolina. July, we're going to Armadale, Michigan. That's July. Oh, yeah, and we got the World Grudge National. We got the World Grudge National in San Antonio, Texas. And let me give y'all some insight on the World Grudge National. And let me get the proper name. I'm sorry. Grudge Inc. World Grudge National. And it's 25 teams, promoters, race car owners, and operators from around the country. Every state and came together. You know, we did it last year in Fayetteville. No, not Fayetteville. It was in Rockingham, North Carolina. And 2014, the World Grudge National will be held in San Antonio, Texas. I think we're going to have live entertainment. We have fireworks. And then we're still shooting to have, you know, we're shooting for 100 grudge races. We got 25 teams, and when I tell you we got 25 teams, they are from we got them coming out of California. They're coming out of the East Coast up into the all up in the Maryland, D.C. area, out of Michigan, Illinois, Washington State. I mean, what we're trying to do with the World Grudge National, correction, the Grudge Inc. World Grudge National, is to truly, you know, make a, to coin a phrase, the World Series of Grudge Racing, where everybody come in from all over the country, and it's a battle fest. Everybody can draw on anybody, you know. It's like you're going into what they call a battle royale, where you know, all the people get into the ring, last man standing. You know, you can draw on anybody. And I really wish y'all would, you know,
support that also, July the 4th in San Antonio, Texas, for the people that can travel. And, you know, also this week we got some more shows coming online. We got Guy Gantor, Big Rick, and Eric. Their show would come on Wednesdays. We start posting this stuff up. And Wayne, I know we keep saying Wayne's show going to come on, but it is scheduled to come on Thursdays. We just, the time, he hadn't given us the time yet, but it will be on Thursdays. I'm hoping that it'll come on this week. We'll let you know about that. Wayne would never scare, you know. And again, man, he can grow it all over the country, you know, all over the country. And the only thing we are trying to do is to spread the Grudge Racing enterprise, to try to get the Grudge Racers to capitalize on the industry that they have created. We don't mind anybody else doing whatever. I want to make sure let everybody stand. But by the same token, let us stand. And we're going to keep pushing. Again, props out to the people that this weekend, the governor of Mississippi, I think he took one for the team. He may have went down 0-4. Jolly Rancher, out in Georgia, was the hero for the battlefield race, I think, small block nitrous car. He showed up. For y'all that don't know, he was ranked number 4 in the country, the highest ranked small block in the country. Nitrous now, and so he's already out, started doing his thing. I think he might have came out of there with 2-0, 3-0. I haven't got a nationally. You know, racing is just getting started up, so we'll get a chance to hear more about. Some of the nationally known guys and how they're ranking. I did hear that I was told that the Predator car, I think the Predator car or Little Junior, Strong Junior, I was told it was in the Grudge race and they went down, but I can't confirm that. That might have happened in the shootout. I ain't sure. So, you know, there's some national ranked cars that raced this weekend. Just hadn't got all the information on them yet. But we will keep. So that's the whole purpose of, again, it's uplifting growth rate. Anybody else got anything? You know, we got plenty of time. If y'all got anything, y'all can run it. If not, you know, we can end it. It's up to y'all.
No, you can go ahead on and end it, Jay.
I appreciate everybody.
Huh? Before you end it, Jay, I just want to come in and say hello to everybody.
What's up, Larry?
What's up, baby?
Hey. Larry, you're not going to chime in on none of this good old talk, man.
Well, Jay, it was sounding so good, and y'all was hitting the nail dead on the head, man. I just sat back and kind of enjoyed it tonight.
Okay.
And then the part that I wanted to get in on after it had passed over, I didn't make any commentary, so I thought I would just go ahead on and let it continue to go on, you know. And then we have
no, you can't do that, Larry.
Ah,
can't do that, Larry. What's happening, everybody?
What's happening, Leon? What's up, Leon? Leon, you had all that good talk going on. What's on your mind, Leon?
No, I missed it, bro. I was having a conference meeting with the old wife, so I just jumped back on.
I got you. Yeah, you got to do what you got to do, Leon. But it was a good show, y'all.
But that old hunk of junk coming on real good. It'd be coming home by next week. I'll be bringing him on home.
All right. All right, everybody, listen.
I hope to see y'all tomorrow on DJ Grant Foot Naked Show. If y'all need anything, give me a holler. Maybe y'all be blessed and be good. I'll holler to you later.
All right, Jay.
All right, Jay.